Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners. Welcome to Dawah Around the World. Our beloved brother, Yilmaz Celik, who has been working effortlessly with Hizb ut-Tahrir in Turkey to bring back the honour and justice to our Muslim Ummah for many years, was arrested on the eve of Eid.
Hizb ut-Tahrir is an Islamic party which calls for one global Islamic state across the Muslim world. This call is particularly controversial in Turkey, which has a moderate Muslim government but a secular constitution.
The authorities have tried and charged members of Hizb ut-Tahrir for decades of years in prison, whilst not finding any proof of guilt upon them. They have oppressed Hizb ut-Tahrir members who are against any and all violence of terrorism by calling them members of terrorist organizations.
This is a crime by the Turkish state because they are not involved in any violent act. These are people simply offering a new vision, politically saying the future of Turkey is to break relations with Israel. Turkey needs to embrace the Islamic world. This is its natural point.
Brother Yilmaz has been unjustly and unlawfully taken under custody and jailed countless times before this. He was thrown in jail for speaking out against the wrongdoings of Erdogan's government. He was thrown in jail for confronting the media with baseless lies and slander against the Work for Islam. He was even thrown in jail for sending a Ramadan Eid card to numerous civilians and formal institutions, including the ATO chairman of the time, Sinan Aygün's complaint, for which he was charged for 7.5 years. This shows nothing but weakness and desperation of Erdogan and his men to silence and suppress the call for Islam. Time and time again, we see Erdogan has bent over backwards to slave his masters, the US, all for the price of innocent Muslim blood. We say to Erdogan, you will never succeed in pleasing the USA, who occupies Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and other parts of our lands, and which slaughters millions of our brothers and sisters, and who leaves countless children orphaned. No matter if you ally with them, open your military bases, and give them your harbors, they will never be pleased with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
And if you were to follow their evil desires after the knowledge you have been given, you will find neither a guardian nor any helper to protect you from Allah. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 120.
We find out that people in Turkey have started to question Kemalism, have questioned why this government still upholds the secular constitution, and our message of unity with the Islamic world, the return of the caliphate, the Sharia laws implemented to unite, to use the resources of Turkey for Turkey, Turkey to withdraw from NATO and rather unify with the Muslim world, this message resonates.
These Muslim rulers need to learn. Do they think they can intimidate the Dawah carriers by oppressing them? Does it make the Dawah carrier fear them or their ways? No. Rather, it will make them more determined. It will strengthen them and push them even further to expose the betrayal and treachery, to rid these corrupt rulers, eliminate their disastrous systems, only to end in nothing but disgrace and humiliation. They will work earnestly for the honor and dignity that the Islamic Khilafah system promises, because they know it's now only a matter of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, verse 42.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار.
And never think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers do. He only delays them for a day when the eyes will stare in horror. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards our brother Yilmaz immensely for his steadfastness and hastens his return to his beloved family. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants victory to the Ummah and ends her every oppression at the hands of the carefree rulers who forget that they will meet their Lord. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.